Another sign of how serious the U.S. thinks the threat Russia poses to Ukraine, the U.S. president announced he's moving U.S. forces to the region.
Have you decided how soon you would be moving U.S. troops to Eastern Europe?
I'll be moving U.S. troops to Eastern Europe and the NATO countries in the near term. Not a lot.
He's likely talking about the 8,500 troops that were put on standby to deploy, most headed to bolster NATO's quick reaction force. But he's also said he has no intention of sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. And a new tone from the Pentagon. With more than 100,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's border, the top military leaders say Russia has enough force to take over Ukraine.
Given the type of forces that are arrayed, the ground maneuver forces, the artillery, the ballistic missiles, the air forces, all of it packaged together, if that was unleashed on Ukraine, it would be significant, very significant, and it would result in a significant amount of casualties. And you can imagine what that might look like in dense urban areas, along roads and so on and so forth. It would be horrific. It would be terrible.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is trying to reassure his people, saying, "We've seen Russian build up forces like this before." The warning from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this time, is different. And the Biden administration is under pressure by some to have the military do more, issue sanctions, and then escalate.
Well, the signal I want to send is we're not going to back off. The more provocative you are, the more resolve we'll have for NATO. So send American and NATO soldiers around Russia to reinforce we're not giving an inch when it comes to NATO.
But the administration wants to send the message diplomacy can still work.
There's no reason that this situation has to devolve into conflict. He can choose to de-escalate. He can order his troops away. He can choose dialogue and diplomacy.
If not, the U.S. says the results will be catastrophic, not just for Ukraine, but for Russia as well. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.